at the following sports presentation on AM 1560 WBYS and 93.7 FM. Canton Little Giant Football is live on the air. Broadcast sponsors include Hy-Vee of Canton, Art Hostler Auto Plaza, Spoon River Animal Clinic, State Farm Insurance Agent Tom Conklin, Mid-American National Bank, Davis Ford, Farm King, GM Mechanical, Lozier Oil Company, Davis Buick GMC, Perkins Seed House, Haynes Physical Therapy, Platts Printing, Facet Nerds on Call, Mid-Century Fiber. And now, here is Bob Wagner and Leon Groover with Little Giant Football Action.
It is week six, and welcome to our pregame and countdown to our kickoff of Friday night. And Little Giants on a roll right now. Five teams, including Little Giants, tied with a 2-1 record as we head into week six. And competition tonight, it is East Peoria in town for homecoming activities. And welcome to our pregame show brought to you by the Graham Health System. Sure to stop into the Graham Thrift Store at 175 North Main Street in Canton. 61 degrees, few drops of rain, and Little Giants make their way to the back of the end zone. You can hear the fans here on homecoming night, and they should be primed and ready after last Friday night's win at Metamora. It has drawn the attention of all the Mid-Illini, Central Illinois football fans. Everybody know wants the wing formation. They want to know a little bit about the Chase Chamberlain and his stints in the end zone. They want to know a little bit about everything about the Little Giants and our Canton community, and turning out for a great evening of football here tonight. Bob Wagner alongside. We have Megan, our engineer, back to studios. Vic will be working the phones to get a lot of the scores from not only the Mid-Illini, but from area games as well. Bobby, again, one for the ages. You know, we've been together for quite a few years, quite a number of football games, in addition covering Little Giants. But there's no doubt that has to go down as one of the top one or two games we have ever been able to call as part of Little Giants or any Fulton County football program. It is one of those games where you just fight and fight and you find a win at the end of the night. You come out just so proud of the kids and their accomplishments, and it puts them in a great position tonight to make a qualifying playoff with win number five here tonight.
I think that was definitely a game that a lot of folks aren't going to forget. And, you know, with good reason. You know, it was a tough matchup. I thought both teams, you know, had their ups and downs. We were able to do a better job of making fewer mistakes and capitalizing on what the opponent couldn't do. And that was really the benefit and the outcome of the game. The kids played their tails off. They left it on the field like they do each and every game. And, you know, as far as the team, we've gone, it's been an absolute joy to see what happened so far this year.
In the opener tonight, Canton freshman got off to a slow start, fell behind in the game, bounced back. Canton freshman post a win 38-20 tonight to East Peoria. Freshmen now are 2-4, 2-3 overall. Some of the scoring in tonight's game, Jake Smith, touchdown early. He had a second quarter touchdown. Chase Kelly, a two-point conversion. They led it 14-6, led it 14-12. Chase Kelly added a touchdown, a two-point conversion. Also a late touchdown by Reese Allen. And again, the freshmen prevailed tonight 38-20. Earlier in the week, Canton sophomores made it a win against Metamora. That was a dramatic win. They had three players and rushers over 100 yards plus in that game. And when you take a look at it, again, Gabe Gossett had under 88 yards in rushing. Again, the sophomores win 38-34. It puts them at 3-2, 1-2. A Little Giants now. As we take a look at the standings and the games coming up here tonight, you have Canton on top of the conference, 4-1 overall, 2-1. They're joined by Metamora, Pekin, Washington, and Morton, each as well with 2-1. Games tonight in the area. Metamora is at Limestone, Morton at Pekin, and Washington at Dunlap. Our countdown to kickoff, we're 25 minutes away. A little few drops tonight. What is the thing that, you know, when you take along with us, it's great to have notoriety, it's great to have that attention. But now the bullseye is on your back. It's a lot. We can't fly under the radar. People's going to look at and try to figure out a way to slow us down on a wing formation or a little bit of a, again, play calling by Ryan Pearson. They're going to try to do a lot in East Peoria. Tonight, they're going to ground the football. They are not going to want to get the ball back to us once they get it. They're going to have to some long drive sustain tonight. But what's the thing that, you know, you take into week six here, Bob, and of course, with the Little Giants coming off a huge win, what's the thing that you know, you'll kind of think of as we move along in the progression of the season?
Well, I think it's sticking with what's been successful so far, and that's been running the football. I think this misdirection offense, known as a single wing, you know, back when I was actually an infant, it was pretty popular and used commonplace. Nowadays, not so much. I know they say physically, I'm not sure if anybody else uses it. And be honest, you know, I've done a lot of research myself. I can't think of anybody that uses this offense.
Yeah.
It's not an easy offense to learn, but once you get the system down and realize what you're supposed to do, especially as far as blocking, it can be pretty successful. It's all about misdirection and selling the fake. If you can do both of those things with success, you're going to have a season like that so far.
And the big thing, we have won the battle one-on-one up front. And those are the key things we talked about this football team. And we did not necessarily win the total battle against Washington. I think we did for a big part of the game. But again, we had that little lapse in there in that second quarter and those type of things. And since that point, this Little Giant team has said, hey, we let one slip away. And we're not going to let that happen again. This is really a good team-oriented. We talked about that fist holding together, man, where they in lockdown system last week against Metamorville. I mean, it's one of those games where call back a couple of touchdowns and you think, oh, man, are we going to regret that? But they find a way to win at the end of the game. And that's just mentality of this game. You know, I think this team, and Jace Chamberlain has an opportunity. He can take him on his back and carry him. You have Clint Wells that has the ability to do that. Cameron Lucas getting the offense. Drake Yerbick, another part of those key type of elements in the offense. But again, for this Little Giant football team, with about 22 minutes before we kick off, and again, what a great cohesive and great chemistry right now Coach Pearson has with this unit.
Absolutely, you know, and the thing about it is you know, we watched the kids develop as a group from week one up until now, and you look what Jace has done just in itself with 850 yards rushing. You know, only to this point in the season, he's destined for over 1,000 yards. He's destined for probably over 20 touchdowns as an individual for the season so far. It's been fun to watch him play. It's been fun to listen to him give credit to the O-line. That kid will never take more, never accept responsibility for himself for what he's done in the field without mentioning the offensive line. And as far as that touchdown dance, we're going to call that the statement stomp. That's what he does. He makes a statement and he stomps his way in there.
Absolutely. Getting up at our halftime, we'll talk with Emily Franzoni, outstanding senior who made it her second straight year all-conference in golf. We'll talk with Emily Franzoni about her career in golf, and also she's one of the top softball pitchers in the Illini. We'll talk with Emily at halftime. Stick around. Our pregame show continues. It's brought to you by the Graham Health System. To stop in the Grand Fruit Store. It's 175 North Main Street in Canton. 61, cloudy skies, a few drops of rain as we continue here live from Memorial Stadium. Our countdown to kickoff continues. Our first break will hear from the head coach, Ryan Pearson, on our pregame and a countdown to the Little Giants homecoming game tonight against East Peoria. Back after a Little Giant coverage here on WBYS.
Move over, other desserts. Introducing Till the Cows Come Home, a new premium ice cream. Whether you're feeling funky or spunky, you're sure to find a pint of Till the Cows Come Home to match your mood. Stop by the freezer section and pick up a pint of Till the Cows Come Home.
What flavor are you in the mood for? Get yours today at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Friday Night Football leads to Saturday Morning Conversation on Coach's Roundtable, the football edition, live with Leon Gruber from Hy-Vee in Canton. The 55-minute show kicks off Saturday morning at 9:05 and features scores from the Mid-Illini and Prairie Land Conferences and one-on-one conversations with coaches from the Canton Little Giants, Farmington Farmers, Lewistown Indians, and the North Fulton Wildcats. Breakfast and football Saturday mornings at 9:05 with Coach's Roundtable, live on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM and online at 1560 WBYS.com.
Create your vision. Looking for banners, signs, vehicle graphics, custom wallpaper, or screen printing for everything from t-shirts to signs? Maybe business cards or marketing materials are all you need. In this fast-paced world, Travis and his team at Platts Printing stand above the rest by producing a superior quality product backed by friendly, professional, efficient service, timeliness, and expertise. If you can think it, we can print it. Platts Printing, 141 East Vernon Street in Farmington, 228-1069.
Giants said to week six is homecoming. Coach Brian Pearson is with us. And Coach, what a win last week. And oh, everything, the media attention, everything has been surrounding the homecoming activities. Now it's time to refocus and matter of business, taking care of getting win number five here tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Last week was, a huge win for our program. You know, it's been quite a few years since Canton's beat Metamora, and then to go do it, you know, over at their place, you know, on their homecoming was, even sweeter to boot. So, that's last week. You know, right now we're sitting in the driver's seat, the Middle Illinois Conference, at least a share of it. And, you know, we kind of control our own destiny. And I talked about that with our kids, that, you know, we can't afford any letdowns because you can't go play a game like Metamora and then, you know, come out and lay an egg, you know, this week against East Peoria. So we've got to keep playing because now the target's on our back, and nothing would make East Peoria's season more than to come over here and knock us off. One of the things that has really been kind of a pain in the rear the last few years has been East Peoria. They've got a 7 out of the last 8 times, and they just find a way to kind of ground things out, and they get another kind of a pounding kind of ground team this year. A lot of underclass kind of kids really don't throw the football a lot in regards to that. So, again, we're going to have to be defensively pretty sound tonight. Oh, yeah. East Peoria's got a bunch of tough kids. They always have, and they always will. And they're going to come over here and try to establish their ground game, you know, much – like what we're going to try to do. And thing is, last year, you know, we just we couldn't stop them, you know, right there in the second half, in that fourth quarter. They just kept running belly and belly and belly, and we just, our kids just wouldn't stop it. And so, that's kind of the ammunition for tonight. Definitely a revenge game for us because that was probably one of the most disappointing losses, you know, of my coaching career last year, and because I felt like, we certainly were the better football team, but like I said, that's last year, and right now I'm hoping our kids come out and take care of business early. You know, it's homecoming. We hopefully play with a lot of excitement. Hopefully it should be a huge home crowd and a lot of people coming back to watch and see what this year's team's all about. Hopefully we put on a great show.
Well, when you look at it, you always get the attention goes to running back, quarterback, people who score. But what has come out of the attention here is the great work, this offensive line, their progression, their maturation as a team. I know you, who handle them quite a bit, got to be very pleased that we've reduced some of the early little silly mistakes we were creating in the early first couple of weeks.
I absolutely love the kids that we have up front, a bunch of very hardworking kids, very tough kids. And, you know, offensive line's my baby. That's a position that I played, you know, all through high school and college. And I take a lot of pride in having a great line. And we're not the biggest kids up front. We're not the fastest kids. But I tell you what, our kids play with heart. And they do a great job of winning our one-on-one battles that we talk about all the time. And I honestly can't be prouder of them. But, you know, at the same time, there's a lot of work to be done. And we're going to need a lot of work out of them tonight, opening up some holes.
One thing, Coach, and again, it's real key, I think, middle part of the season now in the stretch run here, is that depth we're continuing to build, the experience they have gotten over the last couple of weeks. That's going to be play key. We've got a couple of kids back as well tonight, so our depth increases as well.
Yeah, we've got a couple of kids back. One from injury, Nathan Petty's back. He had a broken collarbone earlier in the year, and he's going to play sparingly tonight. I know he's clear, but at the same time, we're just going to be a little bit more cautious just because I've been a part of it where sometimes you try to bring kids back too early and then you end up losing them. So, we get Braden Thompson back from his suspension and he's able to play in the second half tonight, so he's going to get some time. At the same time, you know, now that, those, some of those kids are back, you know, we've got that much more depth that, you know, if we do get some injuries or some unforeseen thing happens, you know, we've got some kids that we feel confident in that can step in and do a great job.
when you look at it, another kind of a real rainy night tonight kind of deal with, and that we always talk about taking care of the football, not putting it on the turf, right? Now, it's going to be a key thing in the early going and the exchanges, snaps, and those type of things.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with rain this year, but seems like every other Friday we're playing in a game that's at least missing, and I think that's what we're going to be having most of the night tonight. But, you know, ball control and taking care of the football is always, you know, the utmost importance for me. You know, we're a team that's going to try to grind it out, and eventually we wear those guys up front to the point where it's, you know, really plays in our favor. And so we can't give up any momentum, any early turnovers like that. We've got to make East Peoria earn everything that they have against us. And you know, that's where I think that we've really grown quite a bit, because, you know, we've really had, you know, one fumble all year as far as, you know, carries are concerned. And I don't care what anybody says, Jace was down. That was a touchdown last week against Metamora. So I hate to even say that we have one, because, you know, Jace didn't fumble. But, you know, that's the cards that we were dealt, and our kids overcame it. And I hope we can continue in improving in that this week also.
One of the things you always look forward to, getting to the playoffs, another step towards that, getting win number 5 qualifies you for that. Let's talk about the keys of the game in regards to getting that goal tonight.
Well, I think the motivation, you know, is, you know, not only the revenge from last year, but at the same time, this is that ever, you know, important fifth win, you know, that actually qualifies our team to get into the postseason. And you know, it's definitely going to be a huge crowd, so we've got to make sure that we come out with some emotion and eliminate the silly penalties and things like that. But if we come out and play our game, you know, I think we're going to be fine.
Absolutely. Coach, good luck to you. Let's get win number 5, and as we move along, have a great, successful run this season. Good luck to you tonight in the game, homecoming tonight here against East Peoria.
Thank you, Leon. Appreciate it.
More coming up. We'll get it kicked off tonight in Week 6, back after this 90-second break.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
I'm Mid-America National Bank Business Development Officer Kevin Stevenson. We're all on the go these days. That's what makes mobile banking so useful.
I'm Lauren Flickinger, personal banker. Download our mobile banking app so you can view accounts, transfer money, pay bills, and even deposit checks, all from your mobile device.
Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life. In Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC.
This sports broadcast is brought to you by Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoors. Get your fishing gear from rods and reels to lures and tackle boxes, plus get your fishing license right here at Farm King. Camping supplies are also in stock at Farm King, with your tents, lanterns, cookware, and sleeping bags for the family trip this summer. Farm King also carries an impressive selection of tools and sporting goods for the outdoors, as well as air compressors, saws, weed trimmers, and generators. Shop Farm King, your family store with more for the outdoors.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Well, the Little Giants are back with you. I'm Leon Gruber and Bob Wagner alongside M. Bixler Video Production down on the field. We have Vic will be working some scores early. Farmington leads 7-0 against West Prairie Bushnell tonight at Farmington. That's our featured game on CD Country 107.9 FM. Next week, it's Elmwood Brimfield at Farmington, the big showdown of unranked teams heading into next weekend as well. And, of course, next weekend we'll be at Limestone for football action. More coming up on our pregame shows brought to you by the Graham Health System. Be sure to stop into the Graham Thrift Store at 175 North Main Street in Canton. Again, a couple of things. Let's talk a little bit about the coaching Kevin Vidal. His second year, he was promoted from the defensive coordinator position, again, 5 seasons ago as an assistant, and now in his second year. And again, 1-4 overall, 0-3 in the Mid-Illinois Conference. Last year, they finished in sixth place, 3-6 overall, 2-5. Offensively, 9.6 points per game average. Defensively, giving up about 28, almost 29 points they've allowed. In week one, they lost to Streeter 17-6. Week two, East Peoria beat East Moline 22-6. Limestone beat East Peoria 28-8. Dunlap, and again, you see the numbers increasing offensively they're giving up the last couple of weeks. Dunlap 42, East Peoria 6. Pekin 51, East Peoria 6. One of the things, though, that kind of goes unmentioned is, and I know it was in an article, I already had it prepped and ready to go, that they have East Peoria won 7 out of the last 8 meetings. Last year, Canton had a 2-touchdown lead and lost it last year 19-18 to East Peoria. They beat them in 2014, but barely had to hang on with a couple of late scores by them, 25-14. Then all the way back, East Peoria has run the gamut with Michael Thompson under Doug Martin. They had Nick Hafley, Sean Mulhern in 2011. Also back to 2007 is the last time the Little Giants have beaten East Peoria 47-21. And, of course, back in 2006, we started 4-0 after beating East Peoria 35-6 and then lost in 4 overtimes against Morton. Coming up right after the break here, we'll have our starting lineup defensively, and our pregame show continues, brought to you by the Graham Health System. The anthem and the showing of the colors tonight here from Memorial Stadium. Week 6 football back after this 2-minute timeout.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Tom Conklin in Farmington help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Tom and his team handling your auto, home, renters, and life insurance, you'll have more time and money for everything else. That's money Tom can help you put towards a college savings plan or your retirement. Call State Farm agent Tom Conklin today at 245-4243 or check out his website at conklinsf.com and get to a better state with State Farm.
Steve, we're on vacation. Are you still on the phone with the office?
It's a mess, hon. The storm fried our servers, Louise and accounting accidentally deleted 6 months worth of payroll, and a Russian crypto virus just locked our files.
Take it easy. Everything's back up, right? Steve?
What's the area code in Russia?
Facet Security and Backup means your information is protected, period. Call us today, then take it easy. Peace of mind is a wonderful thing.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader. See how their team can help your team at FacetTech.com.
Are you the nerds on call?
Yes, sir. How can we help?
My wife just got this new computer.
Nice.
She also got a virus. She's got Wi-Fi she can't figure out. She's got power surge damage. And I've got to get it all fixed, or I'm really going to get it. Got it?
We get it. And we got this.
Got a computer problem? Nerds on Call is Central Illinois' leading home computer service and support specialist. Bring them in, or they'll come to you. Nerds on Call. They got this. Get them at callournerds.com.
About 5 minutes away from getting this kicked off. Bob will have his keys to the game here momentarily. A couple of notes. Injury for them. They have a couple players out. The key one is the quarterback who started the first 4 weeks, Hunter Perdue. He is out. I don't think he anticipates him to be playing tonight. If he does, it'll be sparingly a little bit there. And, of course, the returning of Nathan Petty and Braden Thompson will get to play a little bit in the second half. So some key notes there, lineman and linebacker. So, again, they'll continue to build into our depth. Tonight's starting lineups defensively brought to you by Mid-State Pet Cremations in 1995 North Main. For more information, 647-1260 or go to midstatepetcremations.com. Secondary tonight, the corner, Nathan Lucas, and then we'll start the junior, Evan Otto, a junior, the free safety. Also getting a start tonight will be Preston Taylor, the corner, the rover, Cameron Lucas, the senior, linebackers, Bryce Adams, linebacker, Ethan Magnuson, a junior, Gage Miller, linebacker, he's a junior, the D-line, Ethan Ward has worked his way into that D-line position, a senior, the nose, Nathaniel Jarnigan, the DN is Lucas Ketchum, and Garrett Petty. We will see from time to time Nathan Petty, Nathan Miller, Ian Stairwell, Braden Thompson, J.T. Shaw. A lot of these, the depth, again, is building continuously. The rotation defensively, those are your starting lineup tonight, brought to you by Mid-State Pet Cremations. Again, North Main and Canton. More information, 647-1260, or go to midstatepetcremations.com. Friday and 61, and about to present the starting lineups again on the field here tonight. It is the homecoming activities. Again, for the Cavalier Giants in this week six, how do we react as we, of course, got the big win last week and two overtimes at Metamora. Again, one of those, and you talk with a lot of folks, hardest hitting, maybe one of the best football games two teams put on display last week. Keys to the game tonight, brought to you by State Farm agent Chuck Taylor. And again, Chuck Taylor, State Farm Insurance for Mutual Funds, Life, and Health. Call Chuck at 647-8544. Big Daddy, is that what the guys call you? What's Paz and all those guys call you?
The Bobfather.
The Bobfather. He's got the keys to the game tonight. How do we continue and work our way to a qualifying game win number five here tonight, Bobby?
Well, I think first and foremost, Leanna, it's all about the emotional letdown. You know, when you have a game like you did last week against the team at that point was ranked number three in state in a class above yours, and to steal one for their homecoming on the road, you know, you don't want to forget what happened last week. Carry the momentum over for this week. You know, homecoming is also an issue when, you know, when it comes to paying attention and, you know, the focus ability. But I think these kids are going to do a great job tonight. I mean, second, it's all about the weather conditions. As you can see, it's starting to rain again. The field's chewed up a little bit. You know, stick your foot in the dirt and try and play north-south. You try and move the ball east to west, you can do a lot more damage than you are here.
Little Giants, battle-tested. And they win in week six tonight here on homecoming night. That unfolds next. Bob and I will have the call for you. Those are your keys to the game right before the kickoff. Brought to you by State Farm agent Chuck Taylor and Mutual Funds Life and Health Insurance. Call check at 647-8544. Rain coming down, and we appreciate you tuning in. Also want to wish, again, Brad Eskridge. He was going to bring the girls out because of the rain. We wanted a chance to see one of the great linemen for that undefeated season in 2003. We saw Hunter Wells at the game, another great offensive lineman, all-conference here tonight, part of homecoming. Also tonight is 19 years old is Brandon Collier, one of our good buddies from last year. He got really the shaft last year, didn't make all-conference. He deserved better fate earlier, but I know he's loving every moment of this Little Giant football team and winning at 4-1 and 2-1 in the Middle Night Conference. We step aside. We'll have a call for you. Streamed online, 1560WBS.com. Back after this 90-second break.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student-athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day for service that can't be beat. Call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com for faster-than-fast internet service from Mid-Century Fiber. While there, check out the lock-in-your-price-for-life offer, pricing, and more. Or call 778-8611. To experience this next generation technology, Mid-Century Fiber needs to hear from you. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com today and be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna outdoor power equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna power equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Back here as we get ready to kick it off. And again, Spencer Theobald. And who we have back there, Bob, it is 22 back there. That's Caleb Bussell. And as we mentioned to the near side here,
Griffin Hall.
And again for East Peoria. As we mentioned here, the kickoff. Inclement weather again. We had one good week. We skipped the last week and we're back here in the trenches from Memorial Stadium as the Little Giants will kick off right to the left. Again, it will be tonight. East Fury defending the east end zone. Little Giants kick off to the west. And Spencer Theobald, trickery. What will he do here? The opening kickoff here. He boots it to the near side. Nobody back here. Rolls inside the 10. He scoops it up and around to the near side here. And he's held it down about the 16, 17 yards. And again, on the return there by East Peoria gets Griffin Hall.
And tackled by J.T. Shaw.
So quickly on the special teams. Again, you never know with Spencer Theobald and Coach, again, Ryan Pearson, expect the unexpected. A lot of times with him, and we'll get the East Peoria offense all set for a Little Giants defense as well. Back in the secondary, it's Evan Otto, Cameron Lucas in the secondary. And it'll be Jacob Fowler. And he is the QB. Last week, one completion, five attempts, no interceptions, 3 yards. And passing, very grounded, pounded with Gorth, but also Bennett and Jansen, usually. And again, a little bit, again, looks like Little Giants, the nose, Nathaniel Jernigan, COVID, and the infection there against the Little Giants defense to open up here. Again, getting those aggressive type of things. They're ready to dig in already here, Bob.
Adrenaline has sunk in, that's for sure.
Again, quarterback under center offset is the offense. Three in the backfield here. And will be quick handoff. And it runs across about the 21-yard line. We'll see if they can pile. And again for East Peoria. And the carry there was by Gorth, Clay Gorth. He's a junior running back. He has the only 25 carries, 84 yards, and one touchdown for Gorth. You have Quinn Jansen, the fullback, number 28. He's their thoroughbred. Second and four now from the 23 hash mark. The news to this left hash mark and across the 25 to the 26 on the carry there. And looks to be Elijah Bennett, number two with the carry there for East Peoria. He's the other running back. He is a sophomore. Fowler is a senior. And pretty much, again, a lot of sprinkles of juniors and sophomores in this East Peoria lineup. And they ground it. They move the chains to the far side. It's a first down.
They got just enough ground to get them a first down.
And that's what East Peoria has been able to simply do against us the last five, six, seven meetings against us.
Ball control and pad down on the opponent's possessions.
We're just into the opening couple of minutes here. Again, under center, that hard count again, trying to draw the defense off. And a belly run off to the right side and tackled there at the 30. And head on there against Elijah Bennett, the key stop there defensively by the Little Giants.
Cameron Lucas with the tackle.
Good job there. Also that Bryce Adams, the linebacker. You can expect one of them to play some havoc tonight and stop in the run game tonight. First, they got to get by Nathaniel Jarnigan, and he did an excellent job last week against Metamora. Undersized in a lot of categories, but he's very tough up front there.
He's not undersized in heart, though.
Nope. Second and six now from under center. A little movement on that left side, stacked up and going nowhere. Big stop there defensively by Charney.
Nathan Miller.
Nathan Miller. You had a couple of key guys there. And again, Nathan Miller read it quite well. And they moved it back. Again, looks like no gain, right? Back to about the 31. And again, for East Peoria,
it was Quinn Jansen to carry Leon Eating in the yard.
That's his first carry of the night. He's the fullback. Kind of an offset, if you will, the formation for East Peoria. The lineup under center, staggered off to the right. And again, with the fullback and the tailback. And they have also offset on the outside of the box there. Back to flip the pass here. It catches it to the near side. It's a completion to Trevor Calhoun, number 20 to the near side. On a reception there, Fowler is going to throw a little bit, but again, they lost their main passer, Hunter Perdue. And Perdue, again, threw for about 205 yards, a touchdown, but his big thing was five interceptions, and then he came with an injury. He sustained, and that was the reason Fowler, again, started his first game last week, and that lost against Pekin. So fourth down, again, for East Fury. I'm surprised, really, that they're going for it.
I'm not trying to get him jump outside, though, Leon.
From the 35, fourth down and two.
They're trying to hard
count. Nobody's jumping. You got to be disciplined in this situation. Again, they're going to be forced to take a timeout, and they do. I can tell you one or two things, Bob, about East Peoria. They have, again, 0-for-1 on PATs. They've tried, I believe, I'm taking a look at here, I think seven different two-point conversions, and they converted a couple of times. So their kicking game is not their A+.
Right.
And so that's probably one of the other reasons, possibly in this kind of a thing. They do punt with Cole Morton. And again, that's not one of their really key type of the things for their special teams.
And I work with his dad, Cole's dad, and it's not one of his favorite things to do, let's put it that way.
So East Peoria forced to take the timeout. Couldn't get a little chance to jump off. Great discipline on that D-line.
Yeah, they're not put up the point again.
I know.
Wow.
So again, Coach Fidel in his second season.
He might try and get us a draw in and snap the ball away from the count. There's 20 to go on the clock. So.
Play clock is at 18. Back to pass. He's charged the ball on the loose with a transfer. If they got it enough, but they'll have it down anyhow. It was on fourth down. The ball came loose. It was fumbled by East Peoria. And Lex was stripped of the hands of Bennett. And again, knocked to the turf there. I should say to the quarterback there. Bennett was trying to get to it, but it was run out of the hands of Fowler. And again, Lord Jats will take over. Again, a fourth and two, and they was powering their way into the backfield.
That is a gamble.
Yeah. And it gets, you know, just puts the game right in the hands of Lord Jats, and they're really going to gain some big advantage here. Now that direct snap, Fred Wells, back to pass. He flips out here. Got a man open, a catch. At about the 6-yard line, and a catch there, sliding catch there,
Drake Yerbick.
By Yerbick. We come out and throw the football on the first possession. And again, Clint Wells hooks up with Drake Yerbick.
17 yards, man.
His 37th catch. He's got three touchdowns, 253 yards. He's been a combination of both. First and 10 now. First and goal from the 8 of the Little Giants. Chamberlain slips, and he goes down at about the 11. And down there, it's a loss of about 3 yards for the Little Giants offense. That's another one of the things. And you want to get your feet moving, and then you find you can't get the traction. So we second down for the Little Giants with the 8:41 mark.
That's why I added the key, Leon. Yeah. 40 is going to be an issue out there.
Again, a failed conversion on that fourth down by East Peoria. Canton takes it over. Second and goal for the 12. Chamberlain cuts back. Now he gets to the corner of the right side. He'll run it into the end zone. A touchdown. 12 yards.
There's a flag, man.
Right, we'll wait. Right here. There's a flag. It's a 12-yard run by Chamberlain, but we'll wait to see here.
They're going to call, and I think they're going to call on sportsmanlike on Jays.
Yep. We'll see. So the touchdown, 12-yard, and a taunting. That's what the officials are calling it. A 12-yard TD, again by Chamberlain. Again, maybe he didn't like Jim Mattson's maybe bragging about it. Send a little message. So 12-yard TD run, and they'll assess it, and we'll get the, now the kickoff, of course, will be assessed. Well, it's a penalty there. So Little Giants, they will try. This will be, we'll see here. because they have a combination. They call it the swinging gate conversion for the two-point formation. Got to pay attention to this. We'll see what they try to do. They either go directly here. And now it'll be Spencer Theobald. And the Little Giants try to add here with 8:21. Now they may reset before they actually snap the football. Nope, high snap. And again, Drake Yerbig flips it out here, and it goes incomplete. Pressure was coming on. No good on the conversion for the Little Giants. But again, the Little Giants capitalize on a 12-yard run by Chamberlain. They measure the penalty of those yards to be assessed on a kickoff. 8:21, Little Giants get on top. 6-0 over East Jersey. Kickoff back in 30 seconds.
It'll be here before you know it. Seems to start a little earlier each year. 'Tis the season for the flu. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Get your flu shot early and save yourself some worry. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card. There's no appointment necessary, so get your flu shot today at Hy-Vee and get your 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount. Some restrictions apply.
Back here with our scoring drive recap brought to you by Country Financial, Ray Rick and all Walter Brown. West Locust and Canton, call Ray or Walter at 647-6180. Three plays that cover 24 yards and a 58 seconds. And a 12-yard touchdown run by Chamberlain, his 16th of the year. No good on the two-point conversion. And the 8:21 mark, it is 6-0 in favor of the Little Giants. So that is your touchdown recap brought to you by Ray Wickenall and Walter Brown, West Locust and Canton. So 6-0 again. You know, Jace was pointing his finger as he was dancing in the end zone. That's a no-no. So it'll be assessed on the kickoff here. And again, the attention can really can go to your head. You have to be able to control and the balance of that. So
once the media gets a hold of it, you're going to watch it.
That's pretty much all it'll take for him.
Yeah, right.
He's a great captain, a good team leader. Here he comes here from the 25-yard line.
Boy, he booted it.
Yeah, and the return to this near side, that is Hustle. Cuts it to the near side, flipped and down to about the 34. Stopped there defensively on the return team there. And stopped there by Kate Stancil. So again, for East Peoria, their second possession, after again failing to convert in their own territory at the first possession and instead of punting. So Little Giants now, first and 10 from the 34.
Well, I even got D-Mac up there, Leon. We only got 20-0 D-Mac over the field goal after the first quarter.
All right.
Are they rolling or what?
They're trying to run the table, aren't they?
Set up for week 9, them in Dry Valley. Whoop.
6-0 here, Little Giants get on top. Chamberlain again with his touchdown run on the season, number 16, 22nd as a team for the Little Giants. So with the 8-16, the first and 10, Raiders cut back and again power their way and denied. I don't think he got even back. That was a failure there with the Jansen, 28.
He got one.
Yep. He gained at least one. It was up to about the 35. So Jansen, a positive yard there.
Yeah, but the bad thing is Quinn Jansen's the one who recovered that fumble in the last series. That one-yard gain still keeps him minus 10.
They just got to be able to not allow East Peoria to kind of dink you on some passes, you know, the thing. And then they just kind of just be able to control the offense here off, you know, for the rushing.
You're three and out.
Mm-hmm. So second and 9, they run it off the left side. That's Bennett. Runs it to the left side.
You got nothing.
Nothing doing there. Defense strung out. Good stop in the secondary as well. And they, Evan Otto's doing a pretty good job getting that secondary. Again, coming to the rescue of some of those things. He works the far side of the field along with Nathan Lucas. How do you like that tandem for juniors on the opposite side of the field?
Things to look forward to for next time, but I'm not worried about that right now.
You got Preston Taylor, defender off to this near side. A couple of updates. It is North Fulton leading South Fulton 14-8 first quarter. Elmwood Brimfield 13, Illini West nothing. Farmington 20, West Prairie Bushnell nothing. And Notre Dame 6-6. That's Notre Dame and Richwoods and Galesburg lead East Ball Lane by a score of 7-0 in the first. Again, some of the updates and scores are brought to you by Edward Jones Cave May. Your investments in Canton, stop in to see Dave at 205 East Locust Street, member SIPC. Some updates throughout the game, 6:48. And again, at the 36 now. And again, for the Little Giants.
If you're a deep favorite, that way on the outside field of Cole Morton, just hit it with the outstretched hand.
Everybody,
nice coverage by Nathan Lucas for a two.
So again, East Peoria. And again, we'll punt this time to three and out. Punt to this near side. It rolls from the 31 on the return. Gabe Gossett cuts and then spins and brought down. At about the 37, on the stop there defensively by East Peoria's Jacob Wright. On the return that time by Gabe Gossett. So Little Giants will have the possession here. At the 6:38 mark of the opening quarter.
Right down, Liam, on the far side. Holding against us.
That's a hold.
Mercy.
So in the opening quarter, 6-0, Little Giants again on that run by Chamberlain. Little Giants dug in both times, opportunities really did not allow East Peoria to get any big yardage. Did a pretty good job in regards to that. So that's going to be, you know, keeping some fresh bodies. Let's give you the offensive line for the Little Giants. Left tackle will be Lucas Ketchum. We'll see where Nathan Miller, sometimes they'll flip depending on the power game. He lines up this time, looks like at the left guard position. He and Garrett Petty kind of flip left guard, right tackle. And again, Drake Yerbik lost the 40 to the 41 on the carry there by Drake Yerbik.
He's keeping well.
Multiple talents and what he can do as a wing in this wing offense.
Now, like I said, you know, I think before, maybe it might have been before that, you know, when you look at him with as far as a title on the football field, it should be athletic. It's a little bit of everything. A lot of folks don't remember that he was a quarterback once, too.
Yeah, and that's one thing we kind of remind you on that little option play, the halfback option he's able to throw up. And he's thrown for, what, 100 and some yards. Well,
he's swung a few times he's had, too.
Yeah, I look for against some kind of quick pitch to the right side. A catch there by Yerbik in space.
That might be.
And then there's a penalty marker. It looked like a little bit Lucas Ketchum, a couple of the players on the far side out there trying to set the outside block there.
It might have been a hold.
Yep. I think it's going to come back. That's the official. That's his kind of the indication with it.
One
player back against the Little Giants. So they'll move it back. Again, you know, reducing the mistakes. We saw that week one, week two, and possibly, you know, and some of the things in the game against Washington. But again, you just got to be able to clean that up, take care of business here.
We've got more yards and penalties than we do offensively.
So it's 6-1 in the opening quarter.
Did you give a Dunlap score, Leon? If you did not, Dunlap leading 7-0 over Washington.
All right. All right. So that's an update there for you as well. Inside and a handoff, it goes to Cameron Lucas on the far side. He's got some running room across midfield. He got the first cut and out. Bounced out of bounds. Nice job. That's a little different look in the offense there with Cameron Lucas to the opposite side of the field this time. Nice play there by the senior, tight end.
28 yards and a little giant first down.
There you go.
Yards.
And again, big numbers there against the Little Giants and the East Peoria territory. We'll see how they line up. Now it's Yerbik as a wing.
Well, you can see the deception on that play, Leon. It really confused the defensive line for East Peoria. There was nobody around Cameron for about 15 yards.
And again, they'll go offset in the backfield, Wells and Chamberlain. And it's on the hip there. And it goes to Drake Hill. They got one sealed off. Gets it to the numbers this near side. And it brought down. Looked like he had a little bit of horse collar. But I tell you what, he dragged him down. He was either going to have his hands around the back of the helmet. They didn't call anything. That's the first down by the Little Giants, though, across the 26-yard line.
Wow.
Tell you what, even afterward, he could have been gotten a little bit of a penalty there because he kind of grabbed and kind of shoved the back of the mask there, helmet.
Drake's been the offense, and he's got 29 yards rushing, 17 yards receiving.
First and 10 now from the 26th of the Giants offense. And again, it is Clint Wells, fakes, pumps. Then he runs out of the pocket. Now he throws it up. He's got a man open. It's Gossett. Touchdown. Wells, 26 yards to Gabe Gossett. That's a little trickery there. And again, 26 yards pass. Clint Wells, I'll tell you what, he allowed his time, and he throws the back foot there, and he threw it out there, and Gabe Gossett run under it for a 26-yard connection. Now the Little Giants will go with that swinging gate formation I told you about. So the old pole cap, it's time for the two-point conversion. And again, they snap it to the near side. It's a must snap, but it's going to be a two-point conversion. Chamberlain gets it. And it's a bad snap because it's supposed to be an off-direct snap to the left side, and it went to a two-point conversion. It's called a swinging gate conversion formation, and it results in 2 points. Little Giants jump on top here at the 5-11 mark as the Little Giants will kick it off back in 30 seconds, leading 14-0.
Create your vision. Looking for banners, signs, vehicle graphics, custom wallpaper, or screen printing for everything from t-shirts to signs? Maybe business cards or marketing materials are all you need. In this fast-paced world, Travis and his team at Platts Printing stand above the rest by producing a superior quality product backed by friendly, professional, efficient service, timeliness, and expertise. If you can think it, we can print it. Platts Printing, 141 East Vernon Street in Farmington, 228-1069.
Back here with a scoring drive recap brought to you by Raywick and all wealthy round, your country financial agents, West Locust and Canton. Gossett again, the receiving end of a Clint Wall's 26-yard pass, two-point conversion, and Bob will set up the drive.
How about a four-play drive laying on a maximum 71 yards for a minute 32 seconds?
That's what you like to see him capitalize, even though it was botched. Again, we sent them, we had them outflanked, you know, even with the numbers off the snap here. And conversion there by Chamberlain, and it's 14-0 at the 5-11 mark here of this opening quarter. So Little Giants trying to dig in here. They've done it defensively, shutting out East Peoria here on the homecoming night. And it goes onside. It didn't go 10 yards.
No, it's not going to.
Yep, didn't go 10 yards. And again, it boils down to a couple of things here. Of course, we always have the slickness, the ball off the tee. So East Peoria will have the football at the Canton 46-yard line. So East Peoria possession did not go the 10 yards. And so Canton will play to the East Peoria possession. And it'll be their third possession of the night. They did not convert on a fourth down and two. And again, they went three and out and punted. Their second possession. And East Peoria now trailing in this one 14-0. First and 10 from the Little Giants 47. Follow the QB from under center. Back step. Throws out here and underthrew him, and it's he caught it. Went in and out of the hands.
Cole Morton.
On the reception. Went right to the hands of the defender. Cole Morton juggled it, and he caught it and ended up at about the 20-yard line. So reception went to Cole Morton, the junior 6'2 receiver on the far side of the field. Little things like that, you know, Spear is looking to find a way to always break into the scoring column here.
Yeah, they're trying to push forward at homecoming for us.
And you see the fellow's not, you know, particularly really a what you call a throwing quarterback, but he threw that one out there pretty good.
He threw it up and said, go get it.
4:46, first and 10 for the 20. Again, they'll run it off the right side and going nowhere.
Jansen, he lost one.
As a fullback, the junior, stopped there defensively by the Little Giants. They get up front there, Lucas Ketchum, big stop there defensively. Also, Jarnigan, big stop on the run there. And just outside the 21 where the mesh, again, the football will be placed. We'll have more coming up our halftime. Will be Emily Franzoni, the senior golfer who just completed a second straight year of all-conference first team in the middle line. Second and 10 for the 20. 4 minute mark opening quarter. Little Giants up 14-0. And that it goes again to Jansen. He tried to cut it off the left side. He got a couple of yards. He runs it inside the 20. And we'll see whether they actually mark him down.
Like about the 17, Lance.
Yep,
so you got three.
About three. On the carry there by Jansen. He runs it off the left side. They're all powered between the gaps there. You know, the A gap just off the center and the right guard, or they'll run it off that left tackle and left guard side.
Yep, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Dunlap 7, Washington 7.
All right. Next week we'll be at Limestone on the road in the Middle Illini. And our season, again, going to week 7 next week. Hard to imagine.
Yeah.
Third and 6. And again, that's Jansen again. He had awesome stuff. They got a bevy of tacklers. I want to see who out there trying to get. And again, big stop there by, again, that's looking at there, I believe that was Nathan Miller, 65, the lineup parade of tacklers, 2 or 3. He's been a stud, I'll tell you what. He has been just a terrific, you know, not only offensive lineman, but the D-line as well. So fourth down at the 250 mark for East Peoria from the 15.
Nice to have those impact players on both sides of the ball.
Oh, there's no doubt. Really can take control of the game. Little Giants again move, and again, that's going to be against Gage Miller, I believe, 51. Looks like the encroachment there. He was taken up on the D-line. And a first down with that defensive penalty again for Little Giants. So again, at the 10-yard line now, will be first and goal from the 10 by East Peoria here at the 235 mark.
I can only give him a first down.
And I can't, you know, it's...
He should be measuring that stuff.
Yeah, they just automatically just gave him the first down. And again, here it's... Now it's a first and goal from the 10 for East Peoria. They'll have a receiver to the near side. He's at the numbers for them. And for East Peoria, I believe that's Cole Morton. First and goal at the 10. Back to pass. He looks to the end zone and diving, and it goes incomplete. Cole Morton tried to make the shallow out there. He was defended by Preston Taylor. Right near the goal line, it was incomplete. Stops the clock with 2:14, first quarter. Little Giants have scored on a 12-yard run by Chamberlain. And a 26-yard pass, Clint Wells hooks up with Gabe Gossett for the Little Giants. Gossett, a sophomore. Second and goal from the 10. And it's a play to Jansen. He runs it to the left side. Gets down about the 5. He's 6-yard line. Let's see where they string it out.
That's
a 6 there.
4 yards.
You just never know at the placement of the football, but it's ending at the 6-yard line. So it'll be third down. And a minute 54, the clock runs here. And again, third and goal from the 6, East Peoria. If Little Giants can step up here and stop the run game or even the possibility of throwing the ball in the end zone of Morton. Now the inside man is Elijah Bennett. Bennett's to this near side. They counter it, nope, and a keeper to this right side, and the run stopped, they're driven back, and I mean leveled. A couple of key levels on the tackles there.
Clay Gorth with the carry.
So Gorth,
he lost 4.
Nathan Miller made the initial contact there. Gorth stops, it'll be fourth down. And it's all the way back to 10. So fourth and goal from the 10 for East Peoria and the Raiders, with Jacob Fowler. At the 61-second mark of the opening quarter, homecoming night here. Once the rains have subsided, it's a beautiful football night here in week 6. Fourth and goal from the 10, East Peoria. Back to pass with Fowler. He floats it out of here, and it's going to be either picked off. It was picked off. And again, Little Jackson again, I believe it's Steven Lucas, trying to get out of the end zone. Penalties, why? And again, Cameron Lucas, you got to keep running here, and it's all the way up across the 25. Interception at the end zone. Interception.
Blocking back, holding up.
And again, pass, and it's intercepted. And a turtle by the Raiders. Kevin will have it, but where will they end up with it? They'll be backed all the way up to the end, the goal line there on this. We'll see here. There's yellow penalty markers. Depending on how many each of them carry, I think each one of them threw one down. So play stopped here with 29 seconds left in the opening quarter. Here we go. They're trying to unravel it here. We get that indication here. You know, that's the call that they're talking about now. It's away from the play. If somebody hits a player who's not near the play, it's an unintended player, defenseless player, and it penalizes the Little Giants. We've seen that called a couple of times, but the only time it's been called is against us. Was it week 1 or week 2 we had one of those?
Yeah. I think it was week 1.
Early. So Little Giants now back up to our own 2-yard line. So Little Giants offense up front. You got Ketchum, Nathan Miller, Aaron Evans, the sophomore center, Gage Miller, and Garrett Petty. That's the O line for Little Giants. Working from the near the goal line from the 2 with 29 seconds remaining. And again, that's the play goes to this left side. Got to get it out of the end zone. Right, turn it. He gets it to the about the 5, across about the 6. Well, it's probably Drake Yerbik. That's usually what happens in that play on the inside handoff there. Usually it's the fake inside after that direct snap. So it runs to the 22nd mark here. So second down. Got a few yards. A little bit more working room. Little Giants offense who leads it 14-0. And from the 7 now, Little Giants will operate second down. Hash mark to the near side. They'll shift. Drake Yerbik goes to the wing to the right side. Single again. And it's the that was, I believe, Bryce Adams.
Yes, they have no idea
where to play.
Yeah, there's a lot of East Peoria players where they had no idea where to play.
It's usually the fullback who's right behind the center. We saw that play in Washington. That's at a couple of yards.
You're 3, Leon.
So it's going to be, again, with the carry there. And again, 1 yard. So again, there'll be a situation where we switch ends. Little Giants will be faced with a third down leading against East Peoria. Canton 14, the Raiders nothing. Second quarter homecoming night. Back with the coverage of overtime football in 1 minute.
Friday Night Football leads to Saturday morning conversation on Coach's Roundtable, the football edition, live with Leon Gruber from Hy-Vee in Canton. The 55-minute show kicks off Saturday morning at 9:05 and features scores from the Mid-Illini and Prairie Land Conferences and one-on-one conversations with coaches from the Canton Little Giants, Farmington Farmers, Lewistown Indians, and the North Fulton Wildcats. Breakfast and football Saturday mornings at 9:05 with Coach's Roundtable, live on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM and online at 1560 WBYS.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Little Giants will flip ends. And again, left to right in the second quarter. Clint Wells, Little Giants, Drake Yerbik in the backfield here. Cameron Lucas with the tight end. And you'll see the formation here. And you have Nathan Miller now goes to left guard. That means Garrett Petty, right tackle. Again, this Chamberlain tries to cut it back this near side. He just runs flat over one man. He gets down, slides across the 30, and a big run there by the Little Giants. About a 22-yard gain. Ends up at about the 30-yard line for Jace Chamberlain. Well, I tell you what, Bob, when he gets them legs churned and he makes that cut, he looks at that linebacker. And where does that linebacker kind of sit? You know, kind of hiding in the woods there, and he just found a way across it and just kind of leveled one guy and ran past him about the 20-yard line.
I just like the patience, bunch of blockers they get out in front of you, Leon, and create the lane.
So again, from the 29-yard line, first and 10, Little Giants offense. Back to pass again. And looking, flips it out here. A grab by Cameron Lucas. He turns the corner at the 45 to the 50 and slides out of bounds. Pushed over there, a little late contact there. But now the Little Giants are the Metamora of the middle line. Everything will go pretty much one way or another, swayed against us in situations. So Little Giants, the big first down there. I like that grab. That was nicely thrown there by Clint Wells. He was such a great catch on the football. Oh, see how he threw it over the shoulder. Again, no way the defender's going to pick it off.
And that's exactly what I was going to give him, Leon. Yeah. It's a lot about where the ball is as far as the spot. Cameron's going to catch that or it's going to go out of bounds.
Midfield, the Little Giants. Have it first and 10. Everybody down. Blockers, Bryce Adams. They carry it, and this time it goes to Drake Yerbik. He cuts it up the hash mark to the near side. And barrels his way to about the 45 to the 44. Stopped there by Cole Morton. Also stopped by Caleb Bussell by East Peoria.
6 yards for Drake.
They'll keep stringing it out. That offensive line, very patient up front. They'll take the one-on, man-to-man, man-on-man up front there. Nathan Lucas will come out. these level blockers in that. Chase Chamberlain will come in offensively. Second and four for the Little Giants offense. Hash mark to the near side. Stansel's receiver to the near side. Pullback and the sniffer. Now the direct snap. Turns, spins. That's Clint Wells. He's got the running room, and he powers his way. Across the first down to 40. Down about the 36. On a nice little spin move at the QB position by the junior QB back. That is Clint Wells.
8 yards and another Little Giant. First down.
Versatility is what I refer to this offense. So many different options at the fingertips of Coach Pearson. And I tell you, you got to love it when you're a coach and looking at all the different plays you can call.
And let's see how many teams next year trying to end a single win.
First and 10 for the 36. That's back on a pass. Drake Irving is cut. Lucas open to the far side. He gets the 10, and he goes in for a touchdown, I believe, or did they call it out of bounds? Nope, they're going to call it right before the goal line. Right at the one on the completion, Drake yielded to Cameron Lucas. And again, he's going to be down. I think they're going to move it back maybe about the 2-yard line.
So it'll be 34 yards.
So big pass connection again. Drake Yerbik, who airs it out. He has over 100 yards in passing so far.
And he got nailed on that play when he was on the field.
He did last week. Do you remember the pass play he got last week, and that kind of flip-flopped and ended up with an incompletion? So Little Giants on the attack here, 2 minutes into this quarter. First and goal from the 3. Direct snap, Chamberlain gets it, stumbles his way, and he gets into the end zone. 3-yard run by Chamberlain. Again, Chamberlain with a 3-yard carry for the Little Giants. Second rushing touchdown of the night. And for the Little Giants senior, it's his 17th of the year. So Jace Chamberlain, as we mentioned again, some of the different things. He is looking in pursuit of Anthony Wilson's 19 equals 2014 right now. Cole Schroep and Quentin Reed. We were looking that up in a pregame show back in 2014. So he ties that tonight with a pair of touchdowns by Jace Chamberlain. 17 equals those of Schroep and Reed in 2014. PAT by C, the ball, and it's something good. And Grandpa Phil's on a, you got to take it easy on Spencer, man, and he's good. PAT is added by Fearball, and it goes to Little Giants with the lead now of 21-0. The kickoff back here. See Memorial Stadium on homecoming night in 30 seconds.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
Echo Scoring Drive recap brought to you by Country Financial Agent Ray Rick and our Walter Brown. For Ray or Walter at 647-6180. 3-yard run by Chamberlain. It's the second of the night. Spencer Theobald as the PAT. 21-0, Bob. And the drives and the plays in that one.
All right, Leon. That was an 8-play drive covering some serious real estate in 98 yards.
Wow.
In a total of 2 minutes and 51 seconds.
Did it a variety of ways, didn't you?
Yeah.
Threw the ball, option, run the football, balanced offense, leads it 21-0. And again here in the second quarter with 9:57, East Peoria runs, and it's going to go down across the 20 to about the 21-yard line, and East Peoria possession here in the second quarter. So East Peoria, this will be the fourth possession. Coming up on our halftime show, and throughout the year, it is brought to you by CJ's Hair and Nail Salon. It's your full-service hair and nail salon, 647-4711 for your appointment. Today, we'll visit during the senior halftime portion brought to you by the Apiva State Bank. Emily Franzoni will be joining us, the senior all-conference golfer. And the Little Giants, again, will play the D. It's Stoller, first and 10 for the 21. Man in motion, goes to the backfield there. They countered off the right side at a run. And we'll see as they unpower. I didn't get a chance to see on that initial, who was the ball carrier there.
Looks like Gore.
Yep. I believe so. Either that, I think. I didn't quite understand.
Was it Quinn? Yeah, it was Quinn Jensen.
Okay. I didn't get to
see. Finally turned around.
Yeah, and I was waiting to see there because they motioned the man across the backfield there. And now Little Giants again defensively. Second and five, East Peoria from their own 25. Man in motion across the backfield there. And it turns and spins as penalty marker goes down, down, a couple of those.
Might be a face mask.
Yep. Coming up with this fall of the QB on the keeper there.
That or a hole, one of the two.
There's a face mask of LA Little Giants. 907. Not helping ourselves one bit at all tonight in that category.
And that was seven penalties at 65 yards, and we still got 9 minutes to go in the first half.
So again, with the 907 here, Little Giants lead it 21-0. You just give them move up the football closer to midfield here.
Well, they've got three first downs in the game, two of them are from our penalties.
So it'll be East Peoria now, first and 10 from the 41. They move it from the middle of the field now.
Hey, well, you make mistakes like that in the playoffs when you need to run out of town.
Again, under center is Fowler. Put a man in motion across the backfield. They run it off the right side.
That's Jansen.
Yep, and Jansen has the fullback. Runs it off the right side. Gets a yard, maybe plus there.
We'll give him two.
Got some updates, a couple of scores there. Give it those, as we mentioned. Metamora leads Limestone first quarter, 7-0. Pekin on a safety leads Morton 2-0. First quarter, 7-7 tie. Washington Dunlap. North Fulton leads South Fulton 20-16. Elmwood Brimfield 33-0 of Illini West. And Farmington out at halftime. Fumble 49-0 of Westbury Bushnell. Those are a couple updates in our scores tonight. Brought to you here on Little Giant Football Action. And those are brought to you by Edward Jones, Dave May, member SIPC. So a loss of a two for EP.
Yeah, that was a quarterback throwing that fumble in.
And again, Fowler back to the huddle. He's a senior, 6'1", 170. Not the original starting quarterback in the season, Hunter Perdue, who went down after the fourth week. So 7:38, second quarter here. It's third and 10. Move across the backfield. That's Haldeman. And an inside run across. No gain.
He got nothing.
Nothing there. Stop there defensively by the Lord Jesus. That's Jordan Smith, number 48. Also, Nathan Miller, a couple of key stops there by the interior for the Little Giants. You got coming off the field there, Ian Sturwell. Back in the lineup would be Ethan Magnuson. You got that rotation going. You got some nice rotation of bodies going in and out. Derek Petty comes off the field. And the Little Giants here.
I like the depth, man. I'm playing a lot of kids.
Oh, it's a hot punt. We got to go after it here. And again, the Little Giants will have it. At the 26th.
That Nathan Miller with the block.
Looked like a block punt there.
And here's Nathan Miller.
So it's block punt by the Little Giants. And they take over at the 36-yard line. So block punt recovered by Canton. I don't know if we've had one of those for quite a while there, Bobby.
I'd have to look. I'll look at my back.
Yep, so 6:52 here. Little Giants take over on the East Peoria turnover. Block punt, first and 10. Wells back to pass. He flips it out here. It's a catch at the 10. That is Cameron Lucas. An easy one there on the strike for Lucas. 26 yards. Well, that was a too easy there. Once he caught it and nobody out there, 26-yard pass. Went well. It's been a lot of comfort back there as passer, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
But a good job on that one.
That offensive line gives him an eternity, too.
So, again, Cameron Lucas from Quint Wells. Again, they connect. That's the fourth passing touchdown on the season for Cameron Lucas. Quint has had, again, second of the night and his seventh of the season. And we'll see here with the PAT. And play is stopped here momentarily. So half the distance for the Lord Giants now. We'll see. They may change his PAT to a two-point conversion. You got different people coming in. You got quite well, so got to come back onto the field here. And again, with 6:43 remaining. And again, it's 27-0 right now at 6:43. And again, they pass Clint Wells to Cameron Lucas, tight end for the Little Giants. And again, they'll go out of a direct snap here. Snap, and then might be either a false start or something. It looked like a bit of motion movement there. Defense. Half the distance.
The thing about it is, though, it's a 1.5 yards of penalties is all he's got.
So, again, that's play stopped here at 6:43, so it'll be on the conversion opportunity just outside the goal line.
D-Mac's having a tough time when you're on halftime. D-Mac 55, field goal nothing.
Man, D-Mac is steamrolling on this season, man. They put up some points in the half.
Okay? Yeah.
Again, it's a direct window Chamberlain, and again, it's going to be a two-point conversion. Two-point conversion for Chamberlain. And the Little Giants tack on two extra points, and they lead it 29-0. Kickoff coming up at 6:43 left in the second quarter, back in 30 seconds.
I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer at Mid-America National Bank. We're ready to lend, helping support our communities.
We offer online mortgage applications. I'm Tracy Chipman, Mortgage Loan Officer at Mid-America. You can research various mortgage products, search for personalized rate quotes, and apply for a loan 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Little Giants scoring drive recap brought to you by Country Financial Agent West Locus in Canton. That's Ray Rickenall, Walter Brown, 647-6180. 26-yard pass play. Clint Wells hooks up with Cameron Lucas and 26 yards. Two-point conversion, 29-0. Bob, and what's the drive there?
One play, 26 yards, a big old 9 seconds.
That's the ball goes into the end zone. That should be a touchback.
It is.
And a East Peoria possession. Canton leads it 29-0. One of the grand ladies of our community, Virginia Barnard, is at the game tonight. She was just chomping at the bit. She wanted to come and support her Little Giant team after their big win last week. She's all excited about the game. So Leonard and the family brought her tonight. And good for them. And good for her. And she had a nice little proud round of applause as they were introducing her in the order for the game tonight. So Little Giants now at 6:43 to lead it.
Glass act and a true fan.
Oh, exactly. Again, inside a handoff, and East Peoria will pound it at the 23-yard line on the carry there. And again, update, Peoria High 68, Manuel 6. Already in the fourth quarter there, the running clock there. Number one, Peoria High, trying to stretch their undefeated streak as well.
Steam rules.
So some big numbers tonight being put up. I tell you what, that Big 12 conference, man, there's no cupcakes. I mean, they put some numbers up in every score, every team. 6-10 before half.
You go one in, you need to strap your seat on because Cynthia's going to light them up.
Second and seven now for East Peoria for the 24. They work it right to the left in the second quarter. Canton leads 29-0. And again,
he'll throw the ball.
He'll throw the ball. Stripped away.
Half of the ball.
Is that Jernigan?
It is.
Yeah. Jernigan just kind of stripped it away, and it's a turnover. And he drives it all the way inside the five. So the defensive nose. Talents in front. Jarny stripped it, and a fumble. That is playing some tough football there.
Well, a lot of folks teach that. You're trying to tackle, rip that ball away. I'll tell you what, he ripped it away right into his own pocket, and I'm one for six.
This team is just clicking on a lot of different special teams. They do a lot of little things in this lineup. They're just tough, hard-nosed.
Everybody's feeding off the adrenaline, that's for sure.
The purple collar attitude is showing tonight. Lead to 29-0. Little Giants are first and goal from the four. And it goes to Drake. And he's going to run it in for 4 yards. Right off the hip of Chamberlain. And again, the Little Giants on the 4-yard run by Drake Yerbick. And again, here from Memorial Stadium at the 5:44 mark. I think this is something Old Time fans have come to expect out of this offense, who have really clicked it in, but the defense really got the turnover and they punched it in. So again, with the lead of 35-0, so they have the distance against East Peoria with 5:44 left before halftime. Coming up on halftime, and throughout the year, it is brought to you by CJ's Hair and Nail Salon, your full service in Hair and Nail Salon, 647-4711. Out of the hole to Drake Yerbick at Spencer, free the ball, and he boots it to the upright. Again, PAT is added here tonight by Theobald on the season, 25 of 26 on the year for Spencer Theobald, the senior. Back to kick it off, the Little Giants with a lead, 36-0, back in 30 seconds.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
44, and again, a 4-yard run by Drake Yerbick. PAT is added by Spencer Theobald. And again, the turnover by Jarnigan results. And a Little Giants score here, 36-0, Bobby. And again, the run turn by East Peoria. Got a little bit of a seam turn, spins, run across the 35, and then brought down for East Peoria on the return by the Raiders with 5:36 before halftime. That was the return there by Caleb Bussell, the sophomore for the Raiders. Also, as we mentioned, one of the things in the opening game tonight. What did I lose it there? Bobby had a score earlier. This one was a score 38-20 tonight. Canton freshmen were winners tonight as well. So that was in the prelim tonight. Little Giants again for the freshman squad. They are now 2-4 overall, 2-3 in the conference. Win earlier in the week by the sophomores as well over Metamora, 38-34. Possession here. With, again, 5:28 left in our second quarter here. Little Giants out in front, 36-0. You got a log jam. You got five teams with 2-1 records. So you got to, you know, you got the inside track. You just got to take care of business. And you can't really worry about anybody else the remainder of this stretch of the.
You control your own destiny.
Yep.
Just kind of follow through with it.
So with 5 minutes coming up here before halftime. 2nd and 7 now from the 41. Flips it to the right side. There'll be Gorith. Setback. Under center is Fowler. Marks the signals. 2nd and 7. Pitches it to Gorith off the right side. Across the 45 to midfield, and he is down at about the 45 in the Little Giant territory in the run there on the pitch to Clay Gorith. So Gorith is down on the far sideline over there. At about the 45, got a player down.
I think it's him.
Yeah, I think it is, because he kind of slid, lost his footing underneath there. So official timeout with 4:38 left before halftime. Little Giants 36, East Peoria nothing. Injury to Griffith for East Peoria. Back here to Memorial Stadium in 1 minute.
Hello, this is former Canton Police Chief Kent McDowell. On November 8th, we have an opportunity to elect two experienced and qualified judges, Judge Heidi Benson and Judge Ray Kavanaugh, to the 9th Judicial Circuit. Judge Benson has over 18 years of legal experience serving us in West Central Illinois, including working in every county in the 9th Circuit. Judge Benson has developed the depth and breadth of experience necessary to effectively manage our courts and to be a responsible steward of our hard-earned tax dollars. Judge Kavanaugh also has a long history of legal experience in the 9th Judicial Circuit, spanning 25 years protecting our communities as a state's attorney in Henderson County and as an assistant state's attorney in Warren County. As a lifelong resident of West Central Illinois, Judge Kavanaugh understands the residents and shares their values and will continue keeping families and property safe. A circuit judgeship is not a training ground to learn to become a judge. Both judges, Benson and Kavanaugh, have a proven record of keeping our communities safe. Please join me and vote for Judges Heidi Benson and Ray Kavanaugh.
Paid for by the citizens to elect Judge Ray Kavanaugh, circuit judge.
First and 10 for the 46. Nice run by Gourth. He was the player who was injured. Again, split backfield, and under center is Fowler for East Peoria. They run it up the middle of the right side, and up to about the 41, looked like Jansen.
You are correct.
Jansen on that carry. Runs it off the right side. Tell you what, they don't do anything real fancy. You know, they just try to run it right straight at you. At the 41 now. 36 to nothing, Little Giants.
But it's a vanilla offense. They just try and catch you off guard by trying to set up a play, and so far, not so much luck.
So again, the Little Giants, and again, on the evening, again, five scores, couple by passing, couple by running tonight as well. So second and five, East Peoria's offense from the 41 in Little Giant territory. May run it. That's again to Jansen. And he is right, got about a yard plus there, and then pushed back for Giants on Cameron Lucas with a stop there defensively by the Little Giants. Also a big stop there. You got Garrett Petty. You got Nathan Miller on the field now as a DN. Jarnigan led the strip of the football, led to a Little Giant touchdown tonight from the nose. 3:23, clock runs in the second quarter, third and short yardage. For EP, not really had a chance to do much offensively tonight. Again, from under center, it's Fowler. Motion a man across the backfield, and they count it. Looks like they got the first down. And they run it across the 35, about the,
They got it.
And they got it. They'll move the chains to the far side for East Peoria. They got Jansen in the backfield. Also, you got McGowan Haldeman. Number three, he is a wing. He comes in the lineup for EP.
Yeah, a minute to go till halftime, Leon. Dunlop 14, Washington 9.
All right. We'll talk with Emily Franzoni at halftime, brought to you by the Ativa State Bank. In the golf category, again, a little bit of motion in the backfield there. A little early start there.
Just a bit.
Yeah. Looked like up front the lineman there, Sean Pickerel. Old lineman number 62, like he jumped quickly there.
He could have probably picked a couple guys on that play, Leon.
Bryce Adams in the lineup, the Little Giants linebacker, who comes off the field at the end scare wall.
Playing a ton of bodies out there, Emily.
Yep. Trying to keep everybody fresh. Little Giants with a lead, 36 to nothing.
Could really pay off dividends come playoff time, too.
And you get a couple of guys back. You know, we mentioned Brayden Thompson will be eligible in the second half of this game. And Nathan Petty, I think they're just kind of keeping an eye on him. You may see it a little bit later. So first and 15, and the Little Giants swarm. It goes all the way back to about the 47.
How about the big old 5-5?
How about, again, we take a look at that joint again, Nathan Miller, big tandem there. That middle part's very tough with that Johnny, Nathan. Also up front there, the Little Giants, Ethan Ward, has really been a ton. I think two or three of those guys are linemen. They are just very physical on that D-line. The Little Giants.
I just like the fact that they're out of game. You know, you mentioned a lot of names involved in play, both offensively and defensively.
So second and 18 with a minute 30 left before half. Run it. And it goes to about the 41.
Might have been Jansen. Yeah. He didn't get much.
The key comes back to the huddle. It is Quinn Jansen, the junior. Again, a quick timeout here, and the Little Giants take the timeout with a minute 23 before halftime. Second quarter, Little Giants lead at 36 to nothing. East Peoria possession on third down. Back here in 1 minute.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Big stop there against Holman in East Peoria, and it forces a fourth down by the Raiders. Minute 16, half of the 39. And a couple of, again, last week, Nathan Miller, huge game, and he's followed right in stride with that. Another big game tonight, and he's just physically, really nobody has any way to kind of really control him. I mean, he is just so strong. He's just worked so hard. He and Jace Chamberlain have worked hard. Jardigan, one of that core of those seniors, really put the effort in, and it is paying dividends as we get to this, again, a 4-1 start for this Little Giant football team.
It's real simple. What do playmakers do? And they play.
Yeah.
Nathan Miller, one of them.
And he plays both sides of football, and, you know, how gutsy was it? I remember when he had some banged-up ribs, and he was limited to play, but still taped it up, went out there with a little bit of a, again, you know, a protector, and, again, played the offensive line. Didn't play a lot of defense, but he's the game-changer defensively for the Little Giants as well.
Yeah, that adrenaline can make you forget about being awful quick.
It'll be fourth down for EP. And Fowler back to pass. He floats it out. Her two double coverage, and it's knocked down incomplete.
Nice coverage.
Yep. Double coverage back there.
Preston Taylor.
Yep. Preston Taylor back there defensively. Well, the Little Giants knocked it down, so Little Giants will take over on a fourth down and no conversion. So Little Giants will have it. Last time East Peoria had it, the ball was stripped away by Charnigan. We ended up with a touchdown. Little Giants in this game so far, five scores, rushing touchdown, passing, rushing, passing, running. Pretty good balance, huh?
It is.
Back and forth there, first and 10 from the 39, and it's again, that's Drake Jurvik. They got it handed off to the far sideline and then spun out of bounds. Out about the 48 on the run there by Drake Jurvik, and he is quickly adding some numbers in that running category.
Six carries for 51 yards.
And again for the junior wing. 52 seconds now, Little Giants. Aaron Evans brings him to the line of scrimmage. Second and four from the 46. 44 seconds. A little trickery here. And again, it's Cameron Lucas. It's one block here at the 40. And there's a penalty marker down. He goes to the sideline, and he goes in for a touchdown, but there's a penalty marker.
Not going to be a touchdown.
Yep. It's going to come back here. Again. Yep. Again against the Little Giants. You know, it's either going to be one of two things, Bob. It's either going to be holding or hitting a man defensively in position or something. That's about the two or three calls that this crew has made tonight.
That is that.
But again, Little Giants, and again, wipe off a touchdown possibility. We had a couple last week were called back for penalties as well. That stops the clock with 31 seconds left before halftime. Little Giants led at the opening quarter 14-0. Got a Chamberlain touchdown run. He's got a pair of those tonight. He's got 17 on the year. With second and eight now. 23 seconds. Play clock down to 14. Snap of the football. And again, that is Clint Wells. He gets the first down. He goes out of bounds. And up to 13. And again, clock run an extra about 4 seconds there after he was already out of bounds. So the Little Giants will have the first down. And again, they run it into East Peoria territory. And we'll see where the actual... Here we go.
Wow.
Again, these officials are, again, flag happy tonight. Wow. With 11.3 seconds, lopsided game 36-0.
Well, lopsided officiating, too.
Yeah. It's been one-sided, that's for sure. in the lineup. They got Stansel as the receiver. Cantwell has to take a timeout. Coach Pearson takes that timeout.
That's the last one.
On a second down call with the 2.5 seconds left before halftime. We'll take a quick break here. Get our final probably snap of the half. Little Giants lead it 36-0 back to Memorial Stadium in just 30 second timeout.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Tom Conklin in Farmington help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Tom and his team handling your auto, home, renters, and life insurance, you'll have more time and money for everything else. That's money Tom can help you put towards a college savings plan or your retirement. Call State Farm agent Tom Conklin today at 245-4243 or check out his website at conklinsf.com and get to a better state with State Farm.
See what happens here, Bob, is after we're coming out of the break here, 9 penalties for the Little Giants.
For 85 yards.
Wow. We're back to the bad habits we had in week 1-2. 2nd and 7 with 6 seconds remaining. They shut Gossett across the backfield. Flip it. Little flea flicker. Judy throws it up there, and it goes incomplete. Knocked down by Braden Lowling, the corner. At the time, little flea flicker. Again, out of that playbook of Coach Pearson, and it went incomplete. Covered there by Lowling. Knocked it down. That's the way the half comes to a close on homecoming night. And the Little Giants in front here, halftime 36-0. We'll recap the scoring. We'll have a halftime interview with Emily Franzoni from the golf team. All that when we return to Memorial Stadium after this 2-minute timeout.